When the state executed Harry Mitz earlier this week, it used the last of its execution drug, and it won't be able to get any more from the manufacturer. Andrew Welsh Huggins, a reporter for the Associated Press, has studied Ohio's death penalty extensively and authored a book about it. In an interview with Ohio Public Radio's Joe Ingles, Welsh Huggins explains where the state goes from here.
Back in 2009, we did a change in Ohio where we went to a single drug. We have kept a single drug since then, just the drug has changed. We started with sodium thiopental. The manufacturer put that off limits. The state moved to pentobarbital. The manufacturer of that again put it off limits. Ohio's supply of that expires at the end of September, and so Ohio needs to come up with a new way of putting inmates to death.
So where does that stand, and where do they go from here?
The Department of Rehabilitation and Correction has said that by October 4th, it will announce what it's going to do. It hasn't given any indication, but various hints, things that have been filed in court papers, lead a lot of people to believe that what they'll do is that they'll begin using what's called a compounding pharmacy. This is a pharmacy that's specially licensed to mix individual doses of drugs for patients, all kinds of drugs. Nothing to do with executions or the death penalties. These are specialty drugs for patients. The feeling is that Ohio will probably announce that they're going to use a compounding pharmacy to create individual doses of pentobarbital, which is the current drug that Ohio uses.
What's the upside or the downside on that?
Well, as one defense attorney pointed out to me recently, the the lawsuit challenging that will be filed between 24 hours and 48 hours after the prison system announces it. It's a brand new protocol, which means it's going to have to go through the federal courts. There's a pending lawsuit in the federal courts involving Ohio's lethal injection system. It'll fit right into that. The biggest question is whether a federal judge would allow this new system to be used for an execution coming up in November. So the plus side of it is, if they do this approach, they'd be using pentobarbital, which the state has used successfully in executions for the past few years. So they could argue that they're really not doing anything differently. It's just a new source of the drug. The downside is that people could argue that the creation of the drug is completely different. And compounding pharmacies have had some difficulties with contamination with other types of drugs, again, not related to the death penalty, but the argument could be made that it's not as secure a system. So I'd say those are probably the two arguments. The biggest question will be how quick the challenge to this new system will be, and then how a federal judge will handle it, and if he will, you know, stop executions while it's debated, allow executions to continue on a sort of case-by-case basis.
Do you think that that's going to mean basically we're going to see a lull in executions and executions are going to be put on hold while we have court challenges for a while?
It could well be that executions will be put on hold.
The Associated Press's Andrew Welsh Huggins says the court might force the state to put any new protocol through a trial before granting approval. Welsh Huggins spoke with Ohio Public Radio's Joe Ingles.